My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello all, welcome to the EDP Formula One podcast as we look ahead to the Spanish Grand Prix. I'm Michael Bailey, and we are against the clock. We are running out of fuel. We are like Nico Rosberg having to talk to our engineers going, it's 71.6.
I did love that in the last race, though. They went, Nico, as you cross the start-finish line, tell us the reading on the steering wheel. And straight away, he just went, 71.6. Yeah. I was like, Nico, that's not what we asked you. Get it right, pal.
By the end, he was like, just stop. Just stop. Yeah. Don't put me off. Anyway, we're against fuel. That was Perry Hamilton. He's here. Hello,
hello.
Steve Russ here again. Hi, Steve. Hello. And, of course, Richard Baxter's here.
Hello.
If I can get my words out, which always helps. Right then, so Spain, looking ahead, Barcelona, no testing at Barcelona this year. Does that help? Will it help make a better race, I suppose, is what I'm asking.
Quite possibly, really. Yeah, quite possibly. Because we usually have it, is it the young driver's test we usually have here, is it?
Well, and pre-season testing.
Pre-season Bahrain testing, yeah. Yeah, it might make it a bit more interesting because sometimes the Spanish Grand Prix has been a bit dull, hasn't it?
Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's been quite better in recent years.
I think we're all grateful that it's not in Valencia.
God,
that
yes.
Was
definitely.
That is just grandma's curtains of the race.
You say that the last race in Valencia was brilliant.
Yeah, leave it on a high, mate. Don't go back there. Don't sully it.
I think that has happened.
Let's all keep the image.
I suppose it's interesting that Barcelona is renowned as an aero track, and actually this year it's not really about aerodynamics.
Oh yeah, it's got a heck of a long straight there, and there's also another straight in the, you know, like the middle of the circuit. I think it starts sector 2 mm-hmm. or something like that. But this year, it's going to be interesting this year with, you know, more power and everything as well. And first time around the circuit with these new cars, that'll be really interesting. It's good to see how it goes.
I can't remember if it's turn 8 or turn 9. Turn 9, the sweeping right-hander.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Whether they'll have to... They were at the point where they didn't have to lift.
Yeah.
When they were taking
especially Red Bull.
It'll be interesting how they do that. Right, as we rattle through this, most important weekend for... Anyone?
Nico Rosberg.
He's got to take on Lewis. He's got to beat Lewis.
He's only got 4 points. Now, you think about where he was 2 races ago.
Mm.
Yeah, and you've seen, as if you listen to our last podcast, Steve mentioned quite rightly, he looked dejected and down. And again, race before that, great battle, gave some of that old rough housing in the Parc Fermé afterwards. Nah, not buying it. Nico is annoyed and Nico wants to win and he wants to be world champion and he's got the car to do it and he knows he needs to do better.
Excellent.
So, Nico Rosberg.
Love it.
I would completely agree with that, but I think it's also worth mentioning Vettel, really. You know, for a 4-time world champion. It's a pretty poor start. I mean, I know the Red Bull car isn't quite there, but I mean, Ricciardo's doing an alright job with it.
He's not even the best driver at the team at the moment, is he? Let's be honest.
So I think an important weekend for him as well.
Brilliant stuff. How about you, Rich?
Yeah, I'd agree with both of those, but I'd also put a shout for McLaren. They had both cars not finish in Bahrain.
They
did. In China, both cars were out of the top 10 out of the points.
Worst of the Mercedes powered cars, weren't they?
Yeah, I believe they were, yeah. And they've come a lot. You know, they've moved back really rather than forwards, which is big for McLaren because it wasn't that long ago they were winning races, and it's been quite a time since they even got a podium. I think
exactly. You can't blame Martin Whitmarsh anymore either. Kimi Raikkonen, I would probably say he needs to show up. We haven't seen anything of him.
He needs to go for it.
I would add big weekend for Kimi. Look at how quickly we're rattling through this. This is brilliant. Right, prediction time, which of course is the most important time, obviously. Let me go through what was predicted for the Chinese Grand Prix. This might take all the fuel we've got left. I said that it would be a Mercedes-powered cars all on the podium, which didn't quite happen. Grosjean would get through to Q3, which did, and you said I could get a kudos.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll tell that.
Absolutely.
I said Vettel would restore balance to the force by beating Ricciardo, which didn't happen, and no rookie in the top 10, which... just failed thanks to Daniil Kvyat scraping into the top 10. So that was a bit annoying. Steve, you said it'd be a wet race in the end. Of course, if you said wet weekend, you'd have probably got that because of qualifying. But no. Ped's pressure sorted that. 8 Mercedes in the top 10. So 8 Mercedes-powered engines in the top 10 engine cars. 5 managed it because Massa and the 2 Mercedes were out, which is a bit unfortunate. Mercedes won 2 at the to finish, which you were correct, and Maldonado to crash out, which somehow didn't happen in the race, just every other session, I think. DT's remarkable prediction. Here's how he got on. Hamilton on pole, which he got right. Then he predicted the top 10 in order. Amazing stuff. He said Rosberg would win. Of course, he was second. Hamilton would be second. So, of course, he was first. Ricciardo third, but he was fourth. Perez fourth, but he was ninth. Then he hits gold. Vettel fifth. Hülkenberg sixth. Bottas seventh. Nailed them all. Massa eighth. No, he came 15th. Button ninth. No, 11th. And Alonso 10th. No, he was
underestimated third. Fernando, didn't he?
But he got 4 out of 11. So I think that's a pretty good effort. He doesn't get a chocolate bar for it from the vending machine, but he did get a kudos point, which is far more valuable anyway.
Of course, yeah.
Kyle said that Adrian Sutil would go out in Q1. Sadly, it was about the only thing that Sutil did well, was not going out in Q1. Hamilton podium and win, which gets 0.4. Bottas on the podium, that didn't happen. And Caterham to return to 10th in the Constructors' Championship, which didn't happen. And I don't think that was resting on the final lap shenanigans either. Mav said that it would be a Rosberg win, forced India to have both cars in the top 6, which he just missed out on, and Red Bull on the podium, which he was also short of as well. So tough time for Mav. And Ped, you said it'd be a wet race and 2 safety cars,
which I think could have happened if it had been a wet race.
Fair enough. Mercedes to win, yes. Vettel on the podium, or P3, which didn't happen, and Lotus out in Q1. Again, somehow they both...
Yeah.
It was both Lotuses out in Q1, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And somehow Grosjean slipped through. So the table looks like this. Steve, you are still top, just about. I had rejigged it. Well, not rejigged it, but I looked back at Carl's predictions. He was top after the last race. Mm-hmm. You've returned to the top thanks to this week, though. Rich, you are second, but having only predicted once, so the algorithm hasn't quite kicked in yet, because later on you wouldn't be top on this algorithm. Kyle is third, DT fourth, John Luton's fifth, then it's Ped, me and Mav. We need to up our games.
At least I'm not last.
So in that case, Ped, you can go first.
Right,
and obviously keep them snappy.
Let's make it happen. Rosberg win, Hamilton second, and Vettel in third. So I'm still going for that Vettel third place. I think he's going to come back. He's going to want to ride. He's not going to want to be embarrassed anymore. I'm going to say Sutil to finish. Not in the points, though.
Okay.
But he'll finish, but it won't be in the points. And I'm going to say JB in the top 8.
JB in the top 8.
Yeah, and going out in Q1 will be... I don't know. Sutil. There you go. He's going to have terrible quali, but he's at least going to finish the race. There you go. Done.
Rich?
I'm going to go for Hamilton to be first.
Uh-huh.
Then I actually think Alonso is going to get seconds, give home fans something to cheer about. I think Rosberg's not going to finish. I think he'll retire, you know.
Ooh, love it. Big call. Cool. Kudos
that's
for that.
Massive.
But I think the podium will be Ricciardo, because he still hasn't got one this season. I think he'll get that. I think both Williams in top 10 as well.
Okay. And love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Else. Happy? He's done. Steve?
I'm going to say.
Just conscious of time.
Yeah. I'm going to say Mercedes 1-2.
Yep.
Alonso on the podium.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, are we pronouncing his name Fiat?
Fiat, yeah.
Top 10 finish.
Different to how I pronounced it earlier. Yeah.
Same as Bottas.
Yeah.
Grosjean through at Q3 again. And both McLaren drivers out in Q2.
Oh, fair enough. Good. I like a bit of that. I think that Alonso will be on the podium. I think that Jenson Button will be in the top 6.
Oh, he's outdoing me.
Which I think will be a good effort from him. It's hard with Ricciardo. I think maybe Ricciardo will finish ahead of Vettel again. He's just going to keep up this run, which is good stuff. And I finally think that there will only be one retirement.
Bold.
There you go. Only one non-finisher.
Bold.
And we'll see how we get on. I think we better wrap it up. We'll see how that all pans out. in the end. We've got a bit of a gap to the race, so that's all good stuff. Usual stuff, edp24.co.uk/F1, or the Twitter handle for the EDP is at edpf1. I'm at Michael J. Bailey. If you want to know what these guys' Twitter handles are, listen to the last podcast. There you go. Do that, and I'm going to save myself the time. Thanks, guys, very much.
Pleasure,
for your
always.
Time. Yep. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back after España. Enjoy yourselves. Bye for now.